You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit,
God. Yeah, nice get
washed up. Okay, shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
If you listen out in Cali, man, out in NYC, down south in the Alabama, ATL, Georgia, all that good shit, dog. We got people in Texas, people in B-more, what up, though? Shout out to the people in Charlotte, North Carolina and South Carolina, people out in Philly. Yeah, people everywhere, dog, across the pond in the UK, everywhere that people listening, man. Thank y'all for checking us out. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cousin.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live when you're down right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
What up, though?
Got my man Monk Money on his way, I suppose. And, of course, you got your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. In this motherfucker, dog. Been a long little week and shit, dog. Let's get into what we want to do. Let's jump out off into the Tubi Movie Monday shit first, and then we'll talk about our weekends and shit since they pretty much, well, for me, included football. So, yeah, a couple things to talk about. Shout out to the Lions and shit, though. But yeah, where was I going with it, though? Because I think, did I choose a different movie? Oh, yeah, I did. I chose a different movie than what I was going to do originally. So, yeah, let me pull that up. All right, let's get to it, dog. Tubi Movie Monday, dog. I'm about to give a shout out to, a nice little movie on Tubi, dog. Because I watch a lot of motherfucking Tubi, dog. So, let's get to it, dog. You know what it is. Tubi Movie Monday, dog. So this weekend, I had a chance to watch this one joint called Only a Few Fans, right? Only a Few Fans. It's got Dog from the Biggie movie and shit. It was the Jamal Woolard. Raheem from fucking Juice, right? Mm-hmm. He was in that joint. And what's little baby? Crystal the Dial and shit, right? From Detroit. Now, Raheem, what is dog name? I don't even know his real name. But anyway, he played the craziest nigga ever on Earth, dog. But it's believable as hell, dog. So what it is my man Jamal Woolard got his wife or whatever. They going through hard times. Like, dog lost his job. He losing hours or some shit. So she started this OnlyFans joint to, like, try to make some money. And Raheem, he calls his nigga by that name, ended up being a crazy psycho nigga, like, following on this OnlyFans shit. Crazy ass movie, dog. I feel like it's some real life to that shit, though, because it really be some psychotic niggas on OnlyFans and stalking bitches on the internet. So I think that's some real life shit. So Only a Few Fans is the name of it, dog.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's decent, though. I ain't gonna lie. So check it out on Tubi, dog. Only a Few Fans. Shout out to Crystal the Dow doing her thing.
Well, that ain't the first crazy role Raheem didn't play, though.
It ain't?
Nah.
What, he played some other shit? I don't remember.
Yeah, what was that?
On some crazy shit?
For colored women.
Oh, shit. He was, dog, you know what? I ain't never watched that shit, dog.
Yeah, he was.
I never watched it because I just heard it was, yeah, hers fucked up.
That movie was
so I just, up. I didn't watch that shit.
Well, I ain't gonna say what he did, but
yeah,
he was on some bullshit in that movie too.
Okay,
I mean, he was on some straight bullshit.
Also, maybe he just know how to. Maybe that's him and shit. Up. I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
I hope it ain't.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say that.
Was that the name of the movie for colored women?
Yeah, for colored girls. Yeah,
yeah.
The Tyler Perry shit. Right?
Yeah, that shit was nuts.
Yeah, I heard it was fucked up, so I never watched it because I wasn't trying to see that shit.
That shit. I don't know what Tyler was coming with that one, but.
All right, so good. Let's get to this next segment, dog. We go, of course, we go spin the block, dog. We go find us a podcast to give a shout out to. Let's get to it, dog.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you, send that side.
Yo, what's we up, spinning the block, dog. What
spinning
up, dog?
Blocking this bitch.
No, we spinning the block, dog. I don't know where this podcast is from, though. I tried to figure out where it was from, but it's called A Man Say Man Podcast, dog. A Man Say Man Podcast. It's kind of dope and shit, dog. I want to give them a shout out, so we go spin the block on them. Once y'all get tagged from the podcast, drop it in the comments. I want to know, you know, I want to know where y'all from. I want to know what city y'all representing, dog. So shout out to them, man. It's the A Man Say Man podcast. Check them out on IG and on YouTube, dog. A Man Say Man.
Check them out.
Check them out, dog. So we spent the block on them. All right, let's get to some regular shit, man. What's been popping with y'all niggas, dog? We just getting back. Been a little, you know, a little week in between and shit. What's popping with y'all, dog? Angry Man's been good with you.
What's been good with you, Angry?
Shit been good with me.
Good? Nothing good?
Nothing? I mean, it's been good, but, you know, ain't nothing exciting. I've been getting a whole lot of sleep.
That's good.
Oh, man. Right? I have been enjoying it, too.
So you've been enjoying it.
Sounds like it's all in your voice, sleep.
It's all like you still sleep right now, shit.
Man, I've been enjoying that shit.
Yeah,
nah, I ain't been doing nothing. You know, just hustling, grinding.
Yeah, I feel you.
Trying to get to the top of the mountain.
That's what's up.
Whatever that means.
You know, we're on the top of the mountain and shit, as long as you're making and shit.
As long as you're working to get to that motherfucker.
Nah, that's for sure.
Oh, no, I've been doing that, trust me.
Yeah. Anything exciting going on, though? Ain't nobody getting kidnapped at the liquor store and no shit. You know, you always got some fantastic stories and shit, dog.
When the last time somebody got kidnapped at the liquor store?
I don't know, nigga. I'm just... Well, the one nigga got kidnapped, didn't he?
You almost got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, that too, though. Why I can't hear you?
Probably because I got the mic on.
Right, I'm like, what you doing?
Nah, ain't nobody almost get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Nah. If they did, I wasn't there to see it.
Anyway, dog, money, what's been going on with you, dog?
Shit, man. Shit got a new jail and shit. Excited about that shit.
Shout out, though. Congratulations,
yeah,
dog.
Man, yeah. I'm working down at the Motor City. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That's soon, too. Excited about they not about to. They in October 1st, nigga. They ain't dropping for weed no more. Nowhere. In
Michigan. Oh, nowhere?
Nowhere.
Oh, okay, okay. Because that's what we're talking about today and shit, low key, but. October 1st, yeah, that's, anyway, we're going to get into that in a minute. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, so, I mean, other than that, you know what I'm saying, boy, you know, still grinding. Yeah. Can't stop doing that. Can't stop, won't stop.
For sure.
My son, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers, man, like, I don't understand what the fuck going on.
Damn, I thought it was going to be good news this weekend.
Man, me too, bro. Man. But this OC we got, man, it's crazy. This nigga ain't been there. He don't be there all week.
Yeah.
And then come on game day and shit.
Yeah.
And fucking just switch everything up. Fuck, the kids out there confusing the motherfucker, bro. Yeah. Defense held it down. My dog got a sack.
That's a slight problem, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was said. And the fucking coach, the head coach get mad at us because... He mad because they try to go up on 40 to zip on our ass, you know what I'm saying? So he got mad at them, went over there screaming at them, nigga, and then we ain't know where the fuck he was at. Next thing you know, we see a crowd and him popping out the motherfucker. Then he gonna get mad, like, y'all ain't got my back. Motherfuckers wrong with y'all. Y'all ain't mad about they trying to go up 40 on us, blah, 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 blah. No, nigga, we should be mad about, nigga, if they got almost 40 got, on us.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should be mad about they got almost 40 on us. And I
ain't. Nigga, like, let's jump them.
Right.
What the fuck? No, that can't happen either, though.
So he come over there screaming and hollering, then I started screaming and hollering, like, Coach, ain't no hoeing me, nigga.
So y'all breaking down internally now.
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
like,
God.
So I'm like, ain't no hoeing me, dog. Like, what's up, bro? Like,
it's over for the
you
kids.
You some bullshit. It's been over for the motherfuckers.
It's over for the kids. Y'all niggas imploded.
No, you got to remember, sometimes other teams don't try to run up the score. At some point, if they...
I mean, unless all you're going to do is kneel down.
At some point, you got to play some defense. Some goddamn
somewhere. Man. And our defense was looking good. We just couldn't get on the board. Like, it's supposed to be tied. You know what I'm saying? But we couldn't get on the fucking board because, like I said, the OC shit was fucked up. And then this motherfucker get into a little altercation and scrapping. I'm telling this motherfucker.
So I understand that the OC don't be there all week and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, come there and change the game plan. But that nigga didn't give up 40.
He did.
You ain't got to keep talking about the OC, nigga. The defense gave up 40, nigga.
Well, shit. How the fuck the defense was out there 4-5 times. These niggas kicked the onside kick. These motherfuckers missed it. Kicked another onside kick. The motherfuckers didn't get it. Hey. So it was all fucked up from the beginning.
Hey, when you play defense, you know what you do?
Well, he was mad because it was 11 you seconds play defense. Left. It was 11 seconds left. And this nigga took a timeout with 11 seconds left trying to score one more time.
Oh, no, that's whole shit. That's whole shit. I mean, that's different. Yeah, that's whole shit, yeah. Run that fucking 11 seconds out, nigga. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, that's extra. He trying to get the nigga off the bench to score. Like, you get in and score, my nigga.
No, but that ain't even the whole thing. It ain't about being extra, nigga. So what? Nigga, fuck. If you was in a other situation you was winning, you probably would have tried to get 42.
Nah.
No?
I'm not going to call a timeout with 11 seconds left. Yeah. Like, that's doing too much,
bro. Well, yeah. These coaches nowadays, that's what they do.
Yeah, I'm not trying to run it out like that. I ain't gonna lie, that's poor sportsmanship, nigga. We up by damn near 40. It's 11 seconds left. I'm gonna just run the 11
Guess
seconds.
Guess what? It's a lot of poor sportsmanship out here because a lot of these motherfuckers do it.
Now, if I get a playoff, you know what I'm saying? I get a playoff in that 11 seconds and the nigga score, you just fucking score. But I'm not stopping the clock. That's extra, dog. Hey, Rip, what you say about that? I mean, you been coached for a while. Ain't that extra, though?
I don't know.
For Lil League. 11 seconds left, you up by there near 40. I'm going to take a timeout so I can get a play together so I can kick your ass some more.
Well,
that's extra, bro.
I don't know. Some organizations got an every kid play rule. Maybe some kid had to get his 11 seconds in.
Some participation trophy shit.
Yeah, they got an every kid play rule. So maybe they forgot one. Get your 11 seconds in that horse.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, at that point, I don't think I would care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you score another one, shit.
But yeah.
That's on us.
Yeah. For sure.
I got high as fuck. You know, I knew what the outcome was because these motherfuckers undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I knew what the outcome was gonna be when you know we was playing them. So
okay.
I just numbed myself for the fucking beating, but we could have got. We could have got on the fucking scoreboard, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang.
Hey, it be like that. Shit, right, Colorado down there didn't get on that motherfucker.
Hell no, right, they did.
Kick their ass. I mean, my thing is, I'm not the one playing.
I mean, I'm a kick their ass, but I'm not gonna call the timeout with 11 seconds left.
That's on the kids. Get you some fucking pride, man.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I can't be the only one mad about this.
Yeah.
I can't be. Where's the fire in you?
Yeah.
You get pissed off and stop them from scoring in 11 seconds.
Right.
Okay, when you gonna get pissed? I can't be mad for you all the goddamn time.
Next thing, when you gonna be mad?
Right. Because if I'm on the field,
man,
I mean, I'm in my head like, damn, man. Okay, I'm pissed. Fuck that. Y'all ain't scoring this last touchdown.
Right.
But at that point, if you didn't gave up, you didn't gave up, nigga. That you just showed me a whole lot of your character. Where's you? When do you get upset?
Right. Nah, I can dig that shit. Sorry the niggas didn't get them scoreboard.
Yeah. You know, but it's all good though. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my big dog though. You know what I'm saying? They all came over there and told him like, dog, 99, you the problem, bro. You the problem. Every fucking body said you was the problem. You know what I'm saying? You got a sack, four tackles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. He did about 3 pancakes, so you know, he did about 4 pancakes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, he did his thing, you know what I'm saying? And all I'm telling him, just keep eating, keep getting your stats up, baby boy. That's all you
can
do. That's all you can do in this motherfucking league.
What else going on with you, dog? That's it.
Other than that, man, that's shit. Football, working, man, switching jobs, shit. That's about it for you, boy.
So, you already started? Or not yet?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Right. You excited about that shit?
Sorry.
It's something different.
Yeah, something different.
Until it ain't.
You feel me?
Right. Yeah, I already know how that goes.
You feel me? So, I mean.
Yeah, something different until it ain't, dog.
So, I mean, I accept that.
Son of Liberty checking in. What up, though? This weekend, what the fuck? Friday, shout out to, I went to Garden City, though. First of all, I've never been to Garden City. Didn't even know where that shit was at. So, found out that shit was on the other side of Dearborn. Went to a cigar bar out there, and I can't remember the fucking name of the cigar bar, but it was dope though. So that was a little good time and shit. Hung out with a couple of my corporate homies and shit. Saturday, shout out to Gigi, man. She did a little housewarming gathering. A 1 year later housewarming gathering. That shit was dope. She had a little bartender and everything like that. That shit was cool. Shit got down on that shit, and then Sunday. Watched the motherfucking Lions kick ass and recorded some episodes of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast, which new episode this Wednesday, of course, at 8 p.m. Or actually, I'm sorry, 7 p.m. at www.everybodylovesbbw.com. Of course, so check that out. Yeah, that was it. A whole weekend.
That was it. That was eventful for your ass. I ain't get invited to none of that shit you just said.
A whole weekend of what you call it? You say what?
I ain't getting invited to none of that shit you did all weekend. You had an eventful weekend.
Well, Friday, you couldn't get invited. It was the corporate motherfuckers. Like, I got invited.
I understand Friday.
And Sunday, we went to Ann Arbor. Don't your ass work?
No.
When you start working on Sunday?
Today I had all weekend off.
Oh, well, you should call me, nigga.
Yeah, fuck you.
I thought everybody got the invitation for on Saturday.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, shit. I don't fuck with you then.
I guess that's what it is. Nah, it's been like that lately. No, you know
that can't be true because I
mean,
even
so, you know what that mean, right?
Even
you know
two,
what I'm saying, if you stop fucking with the homies, you know what that mean, right? Mm-hmm. You know what that mean, right?
What it mean?
There's some interference going on. It's a pick six somewhere.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's a pick six somewhere in the motherfucking whole little.
No, because even then, I don't know. I ain't talking to 2G either, but he knew though.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what
man.
I'm saying? Like every time, bro.
Yeah.
Every time what? That shit happened one motherfucking time.
Man, you got a pattern. You got a pattern. I'm tripping. Okay.
It's cute though, my nigga. And I just wanna say while we having this conversation and shit, this nigga has never been to Ann Arbor when we recorded the fucking show. So I don't even know where this coming from. All of a sudden, now you want to go. Like, this nigga has never came to a show in Ann Arbor. Ever.
I had a day off, finally.
No, you didn't have plenty of days off, nigga. We were shooting on Saturdays, Sundays,
I worked
Wednesdays.
6 days a week, bro. Monday. Oh,
so then I was supposed to magically know you was off this Sunday. Magically know. I feel you though, my nigga. It's all good. You can make up shit if you want to. That's cool. I fuck with it.
If that's what you think it is, sir.
That's what it is. I fuck with it, though.
I must have let it go and let you have that.
Let me have it, nigga. I'm going to take mine.
Yeah, I know. Because you're going the extra mile, you know what I'm saying, just to show you don't hold your boys.
Yeah, I don't fuck with y'all, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Now what? Now what, nigga? Fuck y'all.
You already know what it
nigga.
Is.
I just, what is you even talking about now?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Just leave it there. Leave it there.
I'm leaving it there.
Nothing.
Well, I've never been asked to go.
You know, we know.
Nigga.
We don't even talk to him.
Right, I don't even know why you even talking, nigga.
I ain't
like,
never been asked to go.
All right, man, because ain't nobody wasting their fucking breath, nigga. That's why.
I will go to Ann Arbor. Man. Give me a chance to visit my brother. But you never asked.
You never off work?
I am sometimes.
I think he don't want the two shows or the characters to collide. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Nigga, you did a whole episode with us before. I invited you to this motherfucker when it was here, and you didn't come but one time. So, nigga, please miss me with all of that extra shit, nigga. Anyway,
never been asked me on no other show.
It was football Sunday too, like that. I watch football by myself.
Probably the best person to watch it with.
Yeah. Watch football by myself all the time.
Maybe some burger dogs. It was so funny.
That shit looked nasty, though.
Man, that shit was ridiculous.
That shit looked disgusting.
That shit is ridiculously good.
Anyway, dog, let's get to the shit, dog. Let's talk about this motherfucking drug testing shit, dog. So this is the thing. October 1st and shit, dog. So this, you said it's across the board. I didn't peep that.
Yeah.
But I know for some government workers and shit, that shit is going off that shit, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not government motherfuckers with guns and shit. Obviously, they got to keep drug tests. But what I really want to know is, though, with the move like this for Michigan doing that shit on October 1st, removing weed from the drug test, do y'all think it's ever going to get to a federal level where they say that federally weed is legal? Because right now it ain't. So you think it's ever going to get to that shit?
Yeah, we got
to
get, well, as soon as Texas turn over.
What Texas got to do with it?
I mean, Texas the one, you know, they fight that shit to the fucking tooth and nails and shit.
I figure it's a
lot of other states that's not doing it, but I'm just saying, like, if they flip Texas, I think, honestly, they can get
the whole shit,
you know, it'll definitely go federal because Texas fighting that shit tooth and nails, my nigga. And yeah. They don't want that shit legal down there. And I don't understand why.
They don't want you to have no legal weed. No. They don't want you to get no abortion.
But they let you strap up like you motherfucking Rambo.
You can shoot everything.
Shoot everything, nigga.
Angry Man, what you think, dog? You think that shit ever gonna make it to a federal level?
Eventually.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
I've been saying
a whole lot of shit for 40 years.
Yeah, a whole lot of shit.
It may take 40 years for it to get there.
Yeah.
It's a possibility, I guess. I mean, this is the most movement I ever seen. State, you know, state to state. Goddamn, do I want to hit this one?
You got to hold it for me because I didn't know I was smoking for that long.
Son of Liberty says the southern states are the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they the problem in a whole lot of shit, though.
Yep.
No, go ahead. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nah, I'm just saying eventually it'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, shit, they sell the shit in stores now, so.
Is it any occupations that y'all niggas don't want a motherfucker to be able to smoke weed? Like, is it anything that niggas shouldn't be, like, you should still be getting tested for marijuana?
Well,
like, yeah. Doctors and shit, maybe.
Well,
but even some of them motherfuckers, though, some of them niggas need to be out of it.
My thing is, like,
<their job>.
I mean, low key, you know what I mean? Like, you laughing and you're making a joke out of it, but it's fucking a medication, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, it helps them with the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't see a doctor, not me and one of the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't even see a pilot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Nah.
Fuck that.
Man, you know me, pilots, how to do that shit, bro. They have other shit more than motherfucking marijuana. Nigga,
I don't
they
fuck that.
Xanaxes.
Nah, I need this nigga to
and
be.
And all that bullshit, they already doing that, nigga.
They probably.
They already doing that.
I need them to get tested.
What
fuck
was the
that.
Movie with Denzel in it?
I'm ahead, man, fuck that.
What was the movie with Flight?
Flight.
That you ain't see him doing dope all through that motherfucker flying high as giraffe ass.
Mm-hmm. I'm straight on that though, my nigga. I can't fuck with that shit.
He turned that bitch upside down.
Turned that bitch upside down.
Yeah, I can't deal with that shit. No, I need that nigga to be sober. I can't fuck with
that. I mean, shit. You got to. You talking about doctor smoking weed? How fucking probably be drunk any goddamn way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably so.
I'd rather you smoke weed than drink when you doing my shit.
Nah, I think shit. If you
I don't want you to be doing shit, nigga.
Right.
Okay.
You
can say that.
Sober.
You can say that.
First thing they do after major surgery is go have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
First thing cops do when they get off work is go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they drink their ass off. But then now you're going to have a problem with them smoking the joint.
That's after, though, nigga. You just said after a motherfucking surgery, after the shift, nigga. I'm talking about a motherfucker getting high coming in. To surgically remove my shit, it don't matter.
Nah,
fuck you mean it don't matter?
Because how many movies you seen back in the day where doctors had fucking alcohol in their fucking office?
When they leave the motherfucking, and then they get a call and got to go back to the hospital and do a surgery. But they've been drinking. They can't say no. They got to go.
So, nigga, just because they can't say no don't mean it's a good fucking idea. What the fuck is y'all niggas talking about? Like,
who said it was a good idea?
I ain't none of it doing
nothing.
Nobody
said it was a good idea.
Yeah.
You just said that it shouldn't matter. So ideally, that means it's a good idea. Nigga.
I mean,
like,
look, if you don't, if you
I don't
gonna
want, I
drink,
want them niggas to get drug tested.
If
I don't want them to be drunk. I don't want to be high.
Well, they don't need to do none of it. Basically,
no.
This is what you're saying. They don't need to drink or smoke.
Not before the shift, nigga. No,
they don't need to do it. Period. I mean, we talking about people.
I'm talking
with,
about before the shift,
nigga. Look, like
they
I
don't need to do it
yeah.
at all.
You're not listening. You hearing what you want to hear, not what I'm saying.
What you saying?
They don't need. I don't think they need to do either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I mean, look how long it take all that shit to get out your system.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you done had a long night after, since you so adamant of saying that word.
That's not being realistic, though.
What you mean it ain't being realistic?
That's not being realistic.
You wake up
making a nigga do something.
You wake up after a long night.
Tell a nigga can't do some shit when he not on your office hours, nigga. That's not realistic. Like, I can't tell a nigga.
Yes, you can.
I can't tell a nigga, like, nigga, don't do shit after work.
It depends on what job you have.
Huh?
It's a lot of shit that do. Religion, a lot of shit that do.
What
you talking about?
It depends on what job you have. Now,
and you cool with it?
You come to
that's
work.
That's what it is. I ain't cool with it. It's just what it is.
So
come to work hungover and shit.
Uh-huh.
Because you've been drinking all goddamn night.
Yeah.
And then you got to get up first thing in the morning because it's a major surgery because your cell phone then went off. You ain't going to be completely focused, man.
Hell no. So she gonna hit them a joint. And say, damn, I'm fucked up. Let me hit this joint.
So get with all that being said, you might as well not get drugged for weed and shit anyway. Because you should go ahead and get high.
You said get drugged for weed.
No.
Get drug
tested for weed.
So you cool with not getting tested? Like, it's cool. Like, you don't want to test these niggas at all.
No. I don't think, like I said,
not you know, for marijuana. Like, don't do it for alcohol, don't do it for marijuana.
I mean, on certain shit, dog.
Certain shit, my
nigga,
ass.
A nigga flying a plane and cutting niggas' chest open and shit, nigga. Yeah.
So you rather need you to get drug so tested. You rather do them drunk or high? Because you have a choice. That's just what it is. So you rather me cutting this motherfucker come in that's doing surgery on you fucked up off some 4-5?
4-5.
I hope it ain't no doctor drinking coke.
Some 4-5.
That nigga smell like a 4-5. He come in there motherfucking cutting on you.
I don't rather any. You trying to make me choose between
you have
the
a choice two. Because it's, I don't want, it's not no way this motherfucker ain't high on any way necessary. Ain't no way they ain't high. They shouldn't be doing none of this shit.
But continue to leave marijuana on the drug testing for fucking doctors and pilots, nigga. Please. Okay. I'm just saying. Please, nigga. I don't need this nigga smoking weed. Flying a plane. Like,
but he do, though.
Not if they getting tested.
Why? What do you mean? How often do you think they get tested?
I don't fucking know.
Every 30 minutes?
I don't fucking know.
Get the fuck out of here. They made so many motherfucking things to clean your piss out in 30 seconds, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Them niggas get high. So which one you rather him do?
Yeah.
The drunk or the high?
Man, whatever, dog.
I'm just saying, though. Which one would you rather him pick? Which one would you pick?
I don't know, dog. I mean, I figured...
Pick one, oh, fucker. Shit. Just pick one.
I guess I'd rather him be drunk, shit.
You'd rather him be drunk than high.
Yeah, because that's something that niggas been getting away with for years.
Oh, my God. You got your motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
So how many you think years marijuana been around? And they've been getting away
but
with
but they been getting drug tested, though. You've never been tested for alcohol, nigga. That's all I'm saying. Like, at some point, there is a chance that you may test dirty for marijuana. There's no chance in hell to test dirty for alcohol, nigga.
I understand that.
So that's what I'm saying. So that means that they may have been operating off alcohol already. I'm not about to give you some extra shit that you can get away with, nigga. Like, that's goofy.
They got the dope. So they've been operating off alcohol plus a Xanny. A plus a bar, nigga.
Fuck that. Them niggas need to keep getting tested up. Regular niggas like us and shit, we ain't opening up niggas' chests and shit and flying a million motherfuckers on the airplane. No, don't drug test us, nigga.
No,
but a motherfucker operating a fucking plane, like, nigga, yes, drug test this nigga, bro.
I just rather him to be high because, you know, when I'm high and I'm focused on something, I'm actually focused on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick high. You know what I'm saying? Because, I want this motherfucker, he can take an Adderall with that bitch, too. Like, you can take a smoking joint and pop an Adderall because that nigga high and he focused.
No,
that nigga
I don't think I want a high pilot, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But you do, though. That's all I'm saying. I don't want it either. But we do know them niggas get high.
As long as they don't get high before they come to work. Because you got okay, Mark. I understand what
you're
saying. These
niggas get high regardless. So fuck the test. Huh?
No, I understand exactly.
I'm not
what saying
fuck the test.
But I mean, you say they get high regardless.
I mean, they are. You know what I mean?
Like, I understand exactly what you're saying. But everybody's reaction after they're high is not your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some motherfuckers get high and they get too chill and then. Then, you know, when Lisa coming out with the food tray.
And they can't be no doctor because the doctor got to be on your ass. You couldn't be in something else.
Then the nigga then ate. Then he went to sleep up from that motherfucker.
He had to do
and
something.
And missed the whole goddamn runway because he was up there high.
Dog.
That bitch landed on grass shit and missed the whole goddamn runway.
Oh, no, dog. It's just certain shit, man. They need to continue to be drug tested. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
though.
I understand. Yeah. I agree.
And fucking surgeons and pilots and most definitely... even though I know they got a way around it and shit, but most definitely fucking police officers, nigga. They need to get tested for so much shit.
I agree.
But. But, right.
They do, though. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying fuck the test.
I'm not going to help them out by not testing them, though.
I'm not saying fuck the test. I'm not saying that, though. Yeah. I'm not saying they shouldn't be tested. Yeah. But I'm just saying is they do, though.
He just go hell keep saying that shit? I'm just saying, they do though.
That's all I'm saying though.
Niggas said Liberty talking about Broncos. Them niggas did give up 70 yesterday though.
Broncos gave up 70.
Hell yeah, fucking the Dolphins. I wanna say they was playing.
I ain't get no love in my fantasy. Fuck these motherfuckers.
I ain't never fuck with that shit though.
I'm about to start fucking with it myself.
You be playing with like regular people or you be on that FanDuel shit?
I'm a regular people, my fam. Yeah. My fam.
Oh yeah. I ain't fuck with that FanDuel shit. Niggas be hitting though, it seems like. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so I just with that, I'm cool with the most jobs being taken off of that shit because I think that on some normal day to day shit that like you don't any kind of operation of a craft, nigga, any drivers, flyers, pilots, whatever, y'all need to be at least fake sober, nigga. Like I don't know, I'm testing niggas. I just don't want that much responsibility on the high nigga shit.
Me too. If I
just
was in
don't
the
come
position,
to work high.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just don't come to work
don't
high.
Don't come to work
but
high.
Guess what?
They do though.
Gonna keep saying
that gonna make
shit.
It right.
It's, I'm not saying it ain't right. I'm not saying that it's fucking right or wrong. I'm just saying that they do.
We like, understand that they do. And them the ones that, you know, walk out the surgical room saying, I'm sorry.
But my thing is, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying take it off. They need to be tested. They do. Yeah. They do. They do. But
we know they
do though.
We know that part.
Keep saying that shit.
We get that part. We already know they do.
Right.
We just trying to say it ain't right.
Yeah, that's it. Right, so keep testing the motherfuckers though. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Keep testing them, the motherfucking officers and shit, nigga.
As
and
soon as the plane goes,
firefighters, nigga.
The first thing they gonna do is test them for drugs.
Right.
As soon as that bitch go down, like a firefighter go to the wrong address. First thing they gonna do.
Test their ass
for drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if you do what you do when you off, like you said earlier.
Yeah, you know, they can't really do all that.
I mean, you know, I don't think it's too much you can say, but when it's time to punch that clock, nigga, I'm gonna need you right in the head.
Exactly, that's it, dog. You got a lot of lives at stake.
True.
Next thing you know, you trying to go to Vegas and plane descending and went, why do I see a Japan flag outside the window? Is this nigga high as hell?
Sticking with Japan.
The nigga turned down the wrong cloud and shit. Yeah.
Turned down. All right, so look, dog. It's, it's 10:48, dog. So we got to get out here on time for real today and shit. So before we get out of here, though, I want to real quick spend these last few minutes talking about motherfucking Colorado game, dog. We got to get into that real quick. Took their first L. Again, I do want to mention that, like, they lost to a team that, you know, they should have, I ain't gonna say should have lost to, but like it's a good team. Yeah. Like, it's not like they got hold of some shit.
No.
But what y'all think now? Like, cause I still fuck with them. I still think they got a chance to win 7 or 8 games and shit. You know what I'm saying? On the high end, like maybe realistically, probably get about 6. Probably win about 6 games, but that's still a good ass turnover from what 1-11 last year and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, but what y'all think though? What y'all think niggas gonna start talking shit or whatever?
See, that's what I was gonna say. What you just said, like, what? How much did they win last year?
Yeah,
and
one.
The year before that.
Shit, probably 2.
In the year before that,
right? 0.
So they still ahead, no matter what the fuck the motherfucking the media may say. They still ahead.
They odds was to only win 2 games this season, which they've done already.
So you expect more? I mean, shit. Yeah. Y'all didn't expect the 2 games right. Y'all only expect 2, and he dabbed them bitches right away.
Right away, yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So I mean, shit. You can't win them all.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? For sure.
I mean, you can try. You can attempt to. I mean, some teams obviously done did it before.
Not a lot.
But not many. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to expect some L's. Shit, look at me. I'm over here with the Kanye. And I ain't got a dub yet, nigga. So, I mean, shit. Like, shit.
Yeah, shit, man. Y'all can get one, dog.
If you want to keep taking that ass kicking, bro, that will never motivate you to win at all. So, you're going to have to lose to win at some point.
I'm actually surprised that it's not more hate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because they know.
Yeah, because they know and shit, right? Now, what I really want to see, though.
Dogs.
What I really want to see, though, is next week, though. The niggas got to play USC.
He producing dogs, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, yeah.
They already got the dogs, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
He producing them right now and forming them right now. He just got to them.
Yeah,
this
nah,
nigga
sure.
been over there for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit.
Yeah. USC got a motherfucking squad that we see today.
Yeah, that ain't gonna be easy either.
Hell no, that ain't gonna be easy at all. Then they got that, yeah, they got a nice little gang over there and shit. But yeah, again, though, like, still not as much hate as I thought it was gonna be and shit. I think that I was actually expecting more, you know, because niggas love to see people fail and shit, especially Deion. Like, they love to see that nigga fail for sure. What was cool, though, is after the game, some of the Oregon players was, you know, fucking with Shajur and shit. You know how they always be showing they watches and shit. After the game, or whatever. So them niggas was basically mocking him and shit. So Dawg said, like, he just laughed that shit off and then went and dapped niggas up. Like, nigga, that's what y'all supposed to do. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think what's happening there is that the general public is starting to see that, like, these are some well-coached kids, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, despite what you think it is, it ain't that. Like, these some well-coached kids. Like, this shit could have went left. You know what I'm saying? But then that just speaks volumes to, like, Coach Prime's coaching.
Yeah.
Like, it's valuable. So
he's not just being the face of the shit. Yeah, he's actually doing this fucking
thing. And it show you that aside from all the shit that niggas talking, all the hating and shit, motherfuckers is watching. Because now they trying to emulate them. So they happy when they beat them. That means that they've given these motherfuckers something to aspire to.
Uh-huh.
A 1-11 team has come back the next year and given you something to aspire for, nigga. Yeah. That's a big ass change all in itself and shit, dog.
Sure, 100%.
But yeah, what you think gonna happen after this, though, Angry Man and shit, you know, the coaching tip?
Well, shit, I think Deion said it the best. Mm-hmm. Coaches are playing him and not the team. They plan to beat him and not plan to beat the team.
Right.
And you know, from my man from Oregon, to mouth off the way he did. You know, that, I mean, okay, man, go sit your ass down some damn way.
Right.
Okay, go. Now stop it. All right? just fucking stop it.
What did he actually say?
You know, he was throwing, I can't quote him, but he was throwing a couple little pot shots. Oh, yeah, Colorado play for clicks and we play for wins. Or some shit. That was the biggest one right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you upset because the man is famous and you're not.
Yeah.
Nobody, who the fuck, what is his name?
I think
that's what pissed him off.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I mean, I think that's what pissed a lot of college coaches off. And like I told you before, I mean, yeah, y'all motherfuckers play. We all coach, y'all got to walk into an alumni room and kiss ass. Y'all got to walk to the president's office and kiss ass.
But they all understand that. But the chance to beat motherfucking Prime, they going to talk some shit.
Yeah.
Why, I mean, you're going to talk shit regardless, but my thing is,
how many times your coach said, fuck them niggas on the other side of the field, we don't know them?
Yeah.
How many times they done said
that? Right.
How many times you done heard that? And that goes for this shit, that's what it goes. That's how
it
goes.
That's how it goes.
But, you know what I mean?
You know, my thing is,
my nigga ball checking in, what up, though?
I really don't agree with shit talking with coaches after the game anyway, mm-hmm. especially the ones that don't talk shit before the game.
Yeah.
What up, bro? Like I said, if you don't talk shit before the game, don't pop your mouth off after that bitch. But see, that's the thing about Deion. Deion gonna talk before and after.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You most coaches gonna play jump rope with the shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna keep my mouth quiet. I won. Now look at look what I did now.
now look
what I did. Where was all this mouth before?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you do have some coaches like Deion and other coaches that will talk shit before. And after.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like Deion said, he took his licks. He got a good old-fashioned butt whooping.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, too. Like, didn't make no excuses for that shit.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to be a shit talker, be a shit talker. Don't wait and see the fucking outcome.
I mean, me neither. Especially because that's the precedent that they set.
I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying I don't like how like I said, if you're going to be a shit talker, be a shit talker.
Yeah.
Don't wait for the outcome.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's why I don't like a lot of commentators.
Yeah. The Monday morning quarterbacks and shit.
What you should have did. No, what you should have did was shut the fuck up. It's easy to say what the fuck you should have did when the game is over.
Yeah.
That's the easiest fucking thing to do. And that's why sometimes I have an issue with all of them. Stephen A. Smith, I've never seen you play a sport a day in my life, but you got an opinion. I'm one of the highest paid opinions about every fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I told you it's only certain people I like to listen to. Mm-hmm. Shari Aikman, Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that didn't really excel in football was Chris Collinsworth, but he just flat out know what the fuck he talking about.
Yeah, he know football. Right? Yeah, he know football.
You know what I mean? And Mark, I'm pretty sure you can agree with this now, you coaching. It's easy for people to say what the fuck you should have did when the game is over.
Right, very easy.
That is the simple. I'm in the wrong business because that's the simplest shit to do in the world. I can watch the game and analyze and say, well, you should have ran to the right. Well, at that goddamn time, it looked all right to go to the left.
Right, at that time.
All right, you know, I mean, where were you at? Why you didn't call and tell me? Hey, where were you at then?
Right, tell me in hindsight, of course. Hindsight is 2020.
Man, I don't say shit, bro. Yeah.
No, because like, a lot of people are scared. They scared to make a decision. Mm-hmm, and then when the shit don't go right, oh, see, I told you.
There's a lot of niggas like that shit, though.
There's a lot of I told you niggas out here. But that's why I don't even say nothing, bro. I don't even say nothing, dog. I'm one of the motherfucking side. I get hype and shit on the sideline. Yeah. But once I get off the sideline, I don't even say nothing. I'll say something to the kids like, good job. You know, what's up, mama? Keep going. Right. What's up, pops? You all
right? Right.
Keep going. And I'm out. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit y'all talk about. Yeah. These kids, this is a whole new organization. Yeah. These kids ain't 91% of these kids ain't even fucking play football.
This nigga with these goddamn statistics.
I'm just saying.
91%.
91% of these motherfuckers ain't never hit the field before.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I really think they doing good. They developing a lot. You know what I mean? So, I mean, next year is going to be a problem.
Player development, you know, as a coach, you know, you realize this, that player development don't always turn into W's and shit. You know, that doesn't mean that the players aren't getting better.
Yeah.
They might not be as cohesive as a team to put it together because at the end of the day, football is a motherfucking team sport.
I think they did great. Even they lost that 31-0. I think they did fucking great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to lie.
Sound like a participation trophy.
No, I think they did great.
Talking shit with you.
You know what I mean? Like, they did exactly what I said this time. They got in the backfield. They did disrupt the shit. Ain't nobody even got a first down on these niggas before.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? At least they did that a few times.
What was y'all playing? The Cowboys, eh?
No, it was the fucking...
shit, because them motherfuckers be winning their ass.
Buckeyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't hit. I know the Cowboys be on their shit, though. Anyway, dog, it's almost 11, dog. We gotta cut it short today. We gotta get out of here on time for real. This Friday, shout out to the Taste of Black Spirits putting on an event Friday at the I don't remember the address, so it'll be in the description below momentarily. I'll go ahead and put it down there. Black Spirits, the Taste of Black Spirits is an event that curates all the black spirits owners from around the country. So definitely a dope place to be, dog, and check out some good shit. Actually, we got Birdie Brown, which is an expression from the Henderson Spirits Group. Henderson Spirits Group is from Allen Henderson. Used to hoop and shit for, I think, Atlanta. I think he was down in Atlanta. I think he hooped here for a minute, low-key and shit. Am I tripping? I might be tripping on that shit. But anyway, check that out. We did a review on that, which will be dropping Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.everybodylovesbbw.com. So check that out, dog. Shit, I think that's it for this week. Yeah. Oh, new Shy vs. Everybody dropping tomorrow. Make sure you check that out, eblockradio.com, 8 p.m. So that's it. We'll go around the block real quick, dog, and see these final sentiments, and then we're going to slide up out of here for the week, dog. Angry Man, final sentiments. God damn, it's fucking weed. Final sentiments you want to leave with the people, my dog.
Well, I'm glad they ain't testing the janitors no more. So we might get some more custodians out this motherfucker.
This nigga.
But I am. And you know, you might go to a Wendy's and they actually gonna have employees in that motherfucker. Because they drug testing the motherfucker dropping the fries. And but I do think people with lives in their hands should be still drug tested.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, certain jobs you just can't do certain shit, and you got to realize that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay, you got to make a choice. You want this high paying ass job or this important job, or you want to get high? Like you said, Mom, you have a choice. So you can either choose to take the job and not do the drug. Or you can not take the job and do all the drugs you fucking want to.
Right.
I don't give a shit. Just don't fly that bitch high when I'm on that motherfucker.
I guess that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, just let me know. You know, I've been smoking that piff before I came to work. Well, okay, well, I'm going to catch this next one.
Smoking that piff.
I'm going to catch this next
one. I heard that shit in a long time. That piff.
And as far as Deion go, man, hey, we all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know,
any, some point, yeah.
Yeah, any coach that get a chance to run up the score on Deion, they're going to do it.
Because, yeah.
I mean, it's college. That's what they do. You know, mm-hmm. they run up the score on you for power points.
Yeah.
So, sure. I mean, you know, when they get a chance to blow you out in college, they're going to do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, regardless of who the coach is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Oregon, I mean, shit, they're a good team, man.
No, they are. Yeah,
and
they are.
You know, they got a tough one coming up next week. They could take an L again.
Yeah.
But that ain't no different than any one of the five
Power Five schools
yeah. losing two games in a row, depending on who they playing.
No, for sure.
I just predict them to end the season in the top 25 with a decent bowl game.
Yeah,
period.
That's it. That's what's gonna happen.
That's it. That's what you expect. Because I mean, shit, it is what it is. Deion did what he said he was gonna do. He turned that shit around, and he did. He turned it around in every aspect.
For sure.
Financially, the city is getting money. Everybody right. getting money.
Right. Everybody getting money.
He turned it around, and he's actually coaching these kids. So, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, shout out to him. Salute to him. Yeah. He's going to take a loss. What coach you know won every fucking
game? Take some losses.
Come on, man. That shit is reality, bro. You ain't about to win them all.
Nah, facts.
Yeah, like, that's just not going to happen. So, I mean, kudos to him. You know, he need to go back to the drawing board. He know that.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
He fought a good team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. Ain't nothing you can say too much about Deion. I mean, what the fuck? He's still gonna talk his shit. So, nigga, just get prepared. And and I ain't mad at the coaches for talking shit back because shit.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And if I get some publicity off this motherfucker, why shouldn't I eat too? So, if I do run up against him and I run up the store, I'm gonna run up and score on his ass again.
Yeah.
And it's just what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, what you were you going there playing and losing because he Deion? Hell no.
Nah, you right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just what it is. And, what we talking about before that?
the drugs.
No, the drugs. Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Right. This shit just got us out right now.
I think, and like y'all said, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that, you know, that have life in their hands, you know what I'm saying? Should. Because I think, like, bus drivers should too.
Hell.
Like,
yeah.
All of them. Like, I mean, honestly, all of them. You know what I mean? Like, you got a lot of people, you know, on this bus that you are, you know,
accountable for.
You know what I'm saying? Thanks. So, I mean, I think you should be drug tested, but. I mean, shit, but they do, though.
Niggas still on that shit, but they do, though.
He right.
But he on that
right.
note, though. On that note. On that note, man, we up out of here, dog. I do believe that in most instances, like, I think marijuana being on the drug testing list is asinine and shit, but for motherfuckers who are operating vehicles or aircrafts or watercrafts, with thousands of lives at stake and shit, that smoke weed tonight after your shift, nigga. Don't get high coming to that motherfucker, dog, and continue to get tested, bro. That's all I can say.
Imagine
about that.
Being on the cruise ship and the captain high as hell.
Dog, we end up in Atlantis and shit.
Fucking around, end up on Gilligan's Island or something like that, man.
Right. No, on that note, we up out of here, dog. Don't forget to check out all the replays at eblockradio.com. Brand new episode of the Shot versus Everybody podcast tomorrow night, 8 p.m. eblockradio.com. Wednesday night, everybody loves bbw.com for the newest episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. And that's it. We'll see y'all niggas next week, dog. Whatever you go do, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Just because you up there high don't mean you have to be high.
My man, what money holding it down?
If you test high, you get high scores.
That shit was so fucking out high, dog. You never said. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live for the 48205, man.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.